Time to talk some basketball as we're joined on the phone by the head coach of the Maine Black Bear men's basketball team, Richard Barron. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice guest list. Gilbert Gottfried.
He was your warm-up act today.
I know. That's why I listened. He's funny. Nice. What do you call it? The spot in the promo that you recorded there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The liner he did for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
Only can do that with the special talents who can do that one take on the fly like that.
Exactly.
Although
you got it right.
You did one for us years ago, and it was in only one take. So.
Yeah. You probably gave me a heads up.
No, didn't need to. You're a pro. Let's talk about what's gone on with your Black Bears. Now, let's go back to that great win late last week. Overtime victory, buzzer beater, national Sports Center coverage. Andrew Fleming coming up big against Columbia.
I lost you there, Rich.
Oh, let's talk about
okay,
that.
You're back, though.
Oh, we're back. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that overtime win, the buzzer beater, the Sports Center top 10, and Andrew Fleming coming up with a great shot against Columbia.
Yeah, it was. He had a big game, and Sergio Eldarwich had a really impressive run, scored the last 7 points of regulation, first 7 points of overtime, so a 14-point scoring run for him. And Steph Ingo had a really good game, had a really big and kind of exciting, monstrous dunk on a follow. And that was a big spark for us. So we came back from being down 13 and showed some real toughness and resiliency after not playing very well in our game against Hawaii. So that was encouraging and certainly nice to get back home. And I thought defensively we did a lot of things better. Certainly, Neja did some good things on the defensive end. The follow-up game with, instead of Columbia, New York City, Stony Brook from Long Island, we did some things well. Our half-court defense was solid. I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't, but our effort was there. Did some things that I would say I was proud of. Had Mick's and Tom's was really solid. But then we had a point where we missed a three that would have cut it to three in the second half. And over a 3-minute and 17-second period, allowed a 19-0 run. And what ended up being a 21-point game. So, that was the difference. I mean, for 36-plus minutes, we're playing toe-to-toe with one of the teams that's probably – going to be there at the end. I think Stony Brook and Vermont are the two clear favorites in our league. So I continue to feel like I have an idea of what we're capable of, and when we meet our potential, we're going to be really good. I also am not blind to the fact that we have a really dark side, and that dark side can be that 19-0 run. And our body language was bad during that time. We weren't hustling after loose balls. We were being outworked. Our hands were down on shooters. I mean, just all the little things, and it just went bam, 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 bam. We had a couple timeouts through that period and substitutions, and it just seemed like, everything kind of went that wrong way. And so we've got to get to where we can play for 40 minutes.
And that's tough as a coach. You can call timeouts, you can make substitutions, but ultimately there's only so much you can do when that's happening.
It is tough, and it's this really difficult balance. And I think we've talked about this before with coaching and or teaching or anything, where you feel like you have to be responsible for someone else's performance. It's your job, and as a teacher or an educator or coach, whatever that position is, you're trying to inspire and still teach someone to perform. And at the same time, you cannot perform for them. Sometimes the adage, you can lead a horse to water, pops up in your mind. At the same time, if you give up, well, then everyone gives up.
Right.
And, you've got to maintain your commitment, your discipline, your focus, so that they can too. We have to be examples of what we expect from them. And I constantly feel like when I'm coaching them, I'm coaching me. I'm saying, I'm saying what I need to hear as much as what they need to hear. So things like, if it's the B, it's up to me. That's one of our little kind of cliches and catchphrases. If you want things to change, you have to be the change you're trying to create. And You know, we say that all the time. If you want to play for a team that's more enthusiastic, then be more enthusiastic. You want to play for a team that hustles more, then hustle more. If you want to play for a better rebounding team, then go rebound. You know, it's just we have to see ourselves as the change. The difference between grit and optimism, maybe, you know,
right.
Not looking for our circumstances to change, but knowing that we have the power to change ourselves.
Well, you're back at it tomorrow night, another conference game against New Hampshire. They're off to a 7-7 start, 0-1 in the conference, and look to be a pretty young team. How do you match up with them?
Well, I actually think it's not a bad matchup. I think it could be a very competitive game for both teams. The advantage that I would say that they have is that they play with a recklessness, kind of a fearlessness. They play very hard. They take quick shots, early shots, sometimes very bad shots, to be honest. They were 6-39 from threes against Hartford, if I remember my stats correctly. But when you shoot that many threes, you're capable of getting hot and winning some games. And they all put it on, you know, on the floor. They all shoot it. They've got decent size across the board, kind of like us. So it's not a team where we're a lot bigger than their guards or, you know, their rebounding effort is really strong. But on the other hand, I think it's a fairly even matchup. And if we play with confidence, I think we can really execute. I think we have a little bit of advantage at scoring around the basket, especially with our post players. We just got to make sure that we don't let them get hot.
Well, Richard, we wish you good luck tomorrow night. Safe travels. Appreciate you making time for us as always, and we'll visit again next Tuesday.
Looking forward to it as always. Thank you so much,
Richard. Thank you, Coach. Richard Barron talking Maine men's basketball on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you every week by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.